All this month, we've been asking many of the guests on the record what Seattle should have as its New Year's resolution. And as you might imagine, traffic topped many people's lists.
I would like to see us successfully break Bertha loose and find a way for that project to go forward.
Resolve the tunnel disaster that is ongoing and finally develop and implement a serious public transportation policy.
Be nice to each other in transportation. Share. Remember that old kindergarten thing, right? Be nice and share with each other. So bikes share the road with cars, cars share the roads with bikes. Both of you share the road with pedestrians and buses. If you just be nice to each other, that would be a great resolution.
In more than traffic. That was Mark Hallenbeck. He's director of the University of Washington's Transportation Center. Before Hallenbeck, we heard Grist blogger Dave Roberts and Steve Sundquist, chair of the Washington State Charter School Commission. When I asked Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole what Seattle should change, she really had to think about it.
Well, for a major city, we're pretty close to perfect. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. I know how to fight crime. I've been fighting crime for decades, but I think that we need to work on more prevention and intervention.
Many of you tweeted your own New Year's resolutions for Seattle. You can read them at our website, kuow.org. Well, speaking of resolutions, do you remember one that you made for 2014? And did you keep that resolution? I remember mine because I actually said it on the air this time last year. I'm going to breathe mindfully once every meal. I was talking to Stanford University behaviorist B.J. Fogg about how to change habits. Fogg and I both made resolutions that day, and we resolved to keep them tiny. I called up B.J. Fogg today, a year later. First, I asked him to remind us what he calls a tiny habit.
Tiny habits is a method that I created that helps people bring new behaviors into your life without relying on willpower. And so it's a way to have a very, very tiny behavior, find where it fits in your normal routine, and then you feel good. There's what I call celebrate. You congratulate yourself for doing it. And together, those three things help you bring behaviors into your life very quickly and easily, and it doesn't tap into willpower.
And so when we're thinking about New Year's resolutions, how do I apply your tiny habit theory practice?
Well, it's a pretty big leap from traditional New Year's resolutions and tiny habits. So this is how I would think about it. If you have a New Year's resolution, usually resolutions are abstract and you know, they're not specific. Pick some behavior that's very specific that will lead to that abstract outcome. For example, in 2015, you may have a resolution to strengthen your friendship, right? Hmm. Great. I want stronger, better friendships in 2015. Well, you can't do that directly. What you have to do is come up with very small, specific behaviors that will lead to stronger friendships, such as sending birthday cards or texting people on their birthdays or whatever. And you can create, you can make a tiny habit out of texting friends on their birthday, for example.
And that will ultimately lead, we hope, to the stronger friendships.
Yeah. And so you've got to do a little bit of designing, a little bit of thinking. And that's the hard part. But once you've figured out, here's the tiny behavior that I want to make into a habit, then it's actually pretty easy to make that happen.
Huh. When you and I spoke a year ago at this time, we shared our New Year's resolutions with each other. Our listeners heard mine. I resolved to take one mindful breath before every meal. I immediately, after speaking to you, changed that resolution like three times. But the resolution I did keep was to get up from my desk every day at lunchtime and walk into a different room to eat. And I have kept that.
Good. And what do you think made that work for you?
It was easy to get up and walk away from my desk. In fact, it was welcome to get up and walk away. Now, BJ, your resolution, as told to me, was to sketch more.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And I have good news to report, but it's not exactly around sketching.
Okay.
So as I started making a tiny habit of opening up the sketchbook and getting the pen out, I found myself working on handwriting and not sketching. And so I found I was actually more interested in improving my handwriting, which then morphed into improving my whiteboarding. So as a teacher at Stanford and as somebody who runs, you know, trains professionals, it became more compelling to me to practice really good writing on the whiteboard. And in this past year, my writing, both on paper and the whiteboard, has completely changed. I have a completely different orthography now.
So you have different orthography. I walk into the other room to eat. Neither of those were our spoken tiny habit resolutions. Did we fail or did we succeed?
No, these are perfect examples. Here's why. Sometimes when you think, oh, I really want to, you know, text my friends on their birthdays, you're guessing whether that's a behavior you really want and whether that fits into your life. And if you try, if you practice the habit and it's not working or you discover something better, you revise it and revise it and revise it. So both of us did exactly the right thing. If you happen to pick on January 1st the wrong tiny habit or some behavior that really wasn't, give it up and go to one that you do want. Go to those that do fit and make you happy.
I like that. So do you have a tiny habit resolution for 2015, BJ?
Oh, I have. You know, I'm always playing around with my behavior. I'm always trying stuff. So I will have a small set of them, and I am going to focus on strengthening my friendships. As I look back over the past year, it was a great year for me. And yes, I did connect with my friends very simply on their birthdays, but I want to do something better. So I'm going to sit down this coming Sunday and map out what are the tiny behaviors that will strengthen my friendships in 2015. And I will do those using the Tiny Habits method.
Well, BJ Fogg, I wish you both a happy new year and success with that overarching resolution because it's a good one.
Thank you.
That's BJ Fogg, director of the Persuasive Tech Lab at Stanford University. And my resolution this year, and it's a little bit scary to say it publicly like this, but you can hold my feet to the fire. I resolve to find one moment of grace in the world around me every day and write that moment down in a small notebook.